President Trump plans to issue an executive order on police reform today in an effort to respond to the protests around the country calling for action to address police brutality. House Democrats unveiled a plan for police reform last week. And joining us now is the highest ranking African-American in Congress. The Majority Whip, James Clyburn of South Carolina, is on Skype. Congressman, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, and you were on CNN the other day, and you said that nobody is going to defund the police. But advocates, including one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, say that it doesn't mean totally doing away with public safety, but reinvesting money from large police budgets into schools, housing, mental health, et cetera. Do you agree with those goals?
Yes, I do. And I also agree with words having consequences. And I believe very strongly, and I've been a victim of all that we're fighting against today. But I don't want to see this movement destroyed because someone takes a headline and then undercut the efforts. And so that's why I'm saying, let's say what we mean. We want to restructure policing in this country. We want to reorder the way that we do policies and procedures. I have been crying out for restructuring for a long time. And so I stand by what I said, but let's keep the goals in the headline. Let's not put headlines out there that will run people away from the cause.
Well, what do you think will come out of this? Do you think that something as meaningful as the Civil Rights Act or the Voting Rights Act will come out of this movement?
Yes, I do. We need to restore the Voting Rights Act. We know that this was gutted by Chief Justice Roberts. I don't know what can be more important than voting. And I don't see this kind of clamoring for restoration of the Voting Rights Act. That's what's going to save us in November, because this is not just about restructuring our judicial system. This is about restructuring our healthcare system. COVID-19 has revealed some real issues in our healthcare delivery system that we know has adverse impacts against people of color. So right. Let's just stay focused on all of these things and not let one headline kill us.
Well, do you think, though, that Republicans will go along with what Democrats want to do? Or do you think you'll be able to find common ground even with President Trump to get something passed now while the iron is hot?
Yes, it can if we stay together. If we have solidarity in this cause, we can get much of what we need to get. We may not get all of it, but we'll get none of it if we allow sloganeering to undercut the cause.
You've supported studying reparations in the past. Do you think passing some form of reparations might be possible in this moment?
I always say the root word for reparations is repair. These fault lines that have been opened up need to be repaired. And to the extent that reparations mean to repair, I am totally supportive. When you start talking about reparations in terms of monetary issues, then you lose me, because nobody can put a value on the loss of education. Nobody can put that value on the loss of a life.
I want to just finally ask you about a couple of other major issues. COVID-19 cases are rising dramatically in your state of South Carolina. It just set a new daily high record yesterday of nearly 800 new cases. Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that people are not being as careful as they should be. I think a lot has to do with the fact that do not have the leadership at the national level that we should have. We should not have 50 states doing 50 different things. We ought to have one coordinated effort coming from our national government, led by our president, and doing what is in the best interest of this country.
Will there be another economic relief bill in the trillions of dollars, do you think, from Congress this summer?
Well, if you remember, the House has just passed a $3 trillion bill called the HEROES Act. It's now over in the Senate. Mitch McConnell boasts about running a graveyard, burying good legislation. So there should be another, at least $3 trillion that's sitting there in the CARES Act, $1 trillion of which goes to state and local governments. many of them on fiscal years from July 1 to June 30th. So by the end of June 30th, a lot of cities, a lot of towns and counties are going to be in a bad place.
Finally, Congressman, we all remember the role that you played in helping Joe Biden's candidacy back before the South Carolina primary. As you look forward now, do you have advice for him on who he should pick for VP? And do you think he should accept the nomination for president in front of a crowd like President Trump will do?
First of all, I do offer advice to the campaign on various things. I do so in private. And I don't discuss those conversations in the public. Mm-hmm. But as far as his acceptance of the nomination, I think he ought to accept it like a leader of this country ought to accept it, utilizing the best practices when dealing with a pandemic. This whole thing of needing a crowd in order to boost your ego, I don't think the vice president needs that. This vice president is demonstrating what needs to be done in order for the soul of America, the goodness of America, to be shown through. I've said often, and I really believe, that most Americans are good people, and America is a great nation, but this greatness is under threat because our goodness seems to be dissipating.
That is Congressman James Clyburn, Democrat of South Carolina, the House Majority Whip. Congressman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.